And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
You don't have your own water? You got to drink my water?
I forgot to stop on the way in. Anyways, hello, Tucson. Good afternoon, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. My name is Fred Ronstadt.
And I am his dehydrated brother, Jeff, because he just drank all my water.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right. And that's all I needed to hear was an apology.
We are broadcasting live from the Jolt Studios on beautiful Broadway Boulevard. Right behind us in this, we have a huge picture window. I know that this makes great radio, but you were watching the monsoons rolling in and or
Thank
out.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, just waiting for some lightning to start flashing in the beautiful Tucson sunset after a monsoon. But
and the temperature drop, of course.
You know, I love the heat in Tucson. I think it may have been bred into me. You didn't get those genes.
No. I love the heat. I do. I mean, the heat, it does not bother me. But I also love that afternoon feeling of after the monsoon and the temperature drops maybe 20 degrees. It's nice and cool, a little sticky. The creosote bushes smell beautifully. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of the beauty of Tucson.
You know, sitting on the back porch or the front porch and watching the rain and then everything that happens afterwards, it's part of being in Tucson.
It's part of being in Tucson, and that's right.
Well, we want to direct our listeners to the friend, electronic companion.
You want to start that over?
Yeah, let's start that over. We want to direct our listeners to the electronic companion of the Fred and Jeff Show. That is
fredandjeff.com. That's right.
And you'll see all of our sponsors there. We hope that you will patronize them and let them know that you heard about them from the Fred and Jeff Show. Also, we have our past show archives if you want to burn a couple hours. Not doing anything. If you're sitting in the patio watching the monsoons, listen to our podcast.
Absolutely. And remember, there are people that have been on our show that they're promoting what they do, why they make Tucson great, like Charles from the Cactus Drive-In Theater last week. Great, great response from that show. Robin Stoddard from Right Flight. Harvey Jensen from Boys and Girls, or from Arizona Sportsman's Fund, send a kid to camp.
And not too soon is the folks from the I Believe Project wanting to fly, everybody flying a flag by this Sunday.
That's right. Flying flag for the 4th of July. That's a great thing to do. And right now, and if anybody out there knows anybody that works at Minkus Advertising, old Ruben and Bruce Minkus, we're trying to put the touch on them to give us a flag a week to hand out to our listeners. So if you know the Minkus boys, give them a call and tell them, boy, it's great that you're supporting the Ronstadts and handing out flags to their listeners to support
on,
that.
On
that
the Fred and Jeff Show.
On the Fred and Jeff Show, exactly.
You know, we've been getting some emails from our listeners, and probably one of the best things that I've seen come across our computer screen is the comment that, you know, we're glad you're doing things positive about Tucson. So many things are going on and they're negative in nature. People complaining, people just angry and trying to take things out on other people. And it's refreshing to have a program that just talks about things going on of a positive nature. And the reality, I mean, as much time is spent with the news and on radio and TV on all the negative things, I mean, the old adage is, you know, in the news industry is, if it bleeds, it leads.
Right.
And we're really glad that, people are responding positively to what we're trying to do, make this a good experience for a lot of people, and actually promote a lot of great stuff going on in Tucson. My brother and I were sitting looking at the calendar, putting shows together in the future, and there is just a limitless number of activities going
Amazing
on.
Amazing people.
People.
Amazing things to do. You know, later in the show, we're going to talk to Kate Breck Calhoun from the TCC, and one of her things that she says that drives her crazy is when people say, gosh, there's nothing to do in Tucson, and Katie is going to throw the gauntlet down that there are so many fun things for families, for young adults, for anyone to do in Tucson that, you know, it's not right. It's not true. You don't have to drive up to Phoenix to actually have culture or something fun to do. It's all right here in the Old Pueblo.
And you don't have to look very hard either.
That's right.
You definitely don't have to look very hard. As a matter of fact, I mean, we didn't have to look very hard for our guest today. We're going to be talking to Chris Rupley and Hunter Nett. They represent the Arizona Youth Chamber
Ensemble,
a wonderful organization that's working with kids across this community. And, you know, these shows are so easy to put together. It's just
they
amazing.
Really are. They really are. But, you know, you say that, Fred, but if there are folks out there that are listening that think, gosh, you know, we would love to have a forum to talk about what makes us great and why people should support us here in Tucson, let us know. Send us an email to fred@fredandjeff.com or jeff@fredandjeff.com. We would be happy to talk to you because there's, you know, we only know so many people. We can only read so many articles.
Contrary to popular belief, we don't know everybody.
Exactly. Even if you're here for five generations, there are a couple people you miss.
Yeah, and people here longer than you, too.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
So, you know, we're changing up the format of the show a little bit. We want to, you know, shake things up, see how things go. So in that light, we're going to head off to our first commercial break. And again, head to the electronic companion to the Fred and Jeff Show at fredandjeff.com. You'll see all sorts of things there. Amazingly enough, we did not put the trivia question for the dozen red roses.
See, now you're making Mark angry, our engineer, because you said, hey, just tell us when you're going to go on a break, and we'll go on a break. And he's playing the music, and you're rambling on.
But I love hearing the song.
Rambling on.
I love hearing the song. So the longer I talk, the more I get to hear it. we do not have it on the website, but we will give it out in a little bit, and it will be for a dozen roses from the Coleman Brothers.
Actually, it's not a dozen roses.
Oh, that's right. We changed it up
for the 4th of July. It's going to be a red, white, and blue bouquet, a big Independence Day bouquet from the Coleman Brothers.
That's all right.
So we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Want to see the fastest draw in all the West? Want to see it again? Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to take care of those termites that you've got in your house, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins over at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. They do a great job, they're economical, and they're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
Hi, I'm Shelby Hawkins. Call us at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control at 886-0045.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detailed. Focused.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Hi. I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an authorized agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. A representative may call you.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Weird science, man. Weird science. Isn't that this song? Isn't that weird science?
Huey Lewis, slam it.
Oh, jeez. Well, I just exposed myself as not knowing my 80s tunes.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, nerd alert, exactly. So we're back.
We are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. Visit our website at fredandjeff.com. You'll find all sorts of fun, exciting things there, including our sponsors, one of which is the Tinderbox. And on the line live with us is Big Mike from the Tinderbox. How you doing, Big Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
Always grand to talk to you.
Excellent.
Hey, so what is the cigar of the week?
Hey, today we got a cigar from Romeo and Julieta. It's the Vintage Maduro. Got a little spicy and bold characteristics to it. I'd give it somewhere between a medium to full-bodied. It's got a Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. The binder's an Ecuadorian Sumatra, and the filler's a combination from three different countries, the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and from Peru.
Very nice.
Cool little cigar, and as usual, it's buy three, get one free.
All right. Sounds good.
Wonderful.
Now, you know, this may be my cigar ignorance. I mean, I always say it's Romeo y Julieta. No, Fred, what is the
that's your Hispanic heritage.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Either way works. Either way works.
I mean, you know, the birthplace was Cuba in a lot of ways. I mean,
sure.
Obviously the tobacco was grown in the New World, but I like saying Romeo and Julieta.
Romeo
Julieta.
Yeah. But didn't they used to take tobacco leaves and dip them in chocolate and smoke that?
That I don't know about, but then,
Mike, come on. You're supposed to know
Mike,
these
you're
things.
Supposed to be the cigar pro.
I don't know. You know, you guys are talking about weird science, and I thought, you know, I was looking for, you know, talking to Kelly LeBrock, and I hate you guys.
What would be wrong with talking to an 80s Kelly LeBrock?
No, nothing at all. That's
exactly.
What I wanted.
Exactly.
You know, we're really excited this month. We're going to have a special event at the Tinderbox. We have a monthly remote at the Tinderbox, but I believe it's the 22nd. Isn't that correct?
Nope. 15th.
Oh, I'm sorry. The 15th of July.
Two weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks from today.
Yeah, the 15th of July, we're having, I'm glad I mentioned it then, we're having a special event. The Gurkha folks are coming in with their rep. I've been holding off, Mike. Gurkha makes a new cigar. It's called the Evil.
Yes. They make a couple new ones, the Evil and the Assassin.
The Evil and the Assassin.
What is that about?
That's about falling on your behind after smoking.
You're just going to have to come to the shop.
Oh, I'll be there, Michael. I will be there.
So yeah,
they're both two new lines from them that have been out almost a year. And we'll be talking about them and all the other products that Gurkha makes in a couple of weeks.
That's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it'll something to look forward to.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Really. So again, we're talking to Big Mike from the Tinderbox. Big Mike, tell us where you're at.
We are located at the Plaza at Williams Center at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, and that would be in Suite 124. Our phone number is 747-4807.
Thank you very much. And the cigar of the week is the Romeo y Julieta.
Vintage Maduro.
Vintage Maduro. And unfortunately, the shop closes when we're done here, but I'll be down there tomorrow at lunchtime getting my supply.
Yeah, I might be there too, saying hi to Roy next door at the Monkey Box, right? Or the Monkey Burger?
Cool. Monkey Burger.
Monkey Burger, yeah, a good time there.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Okay, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Big Mike, and you are listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm joined by my diminutive brother, Jeff.
Diminutive, very nice.
I don't, you know, every week I need to come up with some new adjectives.
No, Fred, you
don't. I'm gonna go to my thesaurus, and look up what is the synonym for monkey? What is the synonym for
Fred? You can laugh. It's okay. Are there microphones on? If they want to laugh, they can laugh.
Well, you know, it's funny. We do have Chris Rupley and Hunter Nat here from the Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble. And it's funny, we invited them to come on radio and neither one of them wanted to really talk.
But if we asked you to sing, maybe you would.
Not
huh?
me.
Oh, no.
I'll sing.
Oh, that's
sing.
Right. You're a mom.
I'm a mom.
You're the mom.
Mm-hmm.
You're the mom. Yeah. No, Hunter actually had a really interesting role. The Chamber Ensemble just did a musical called Once on This Island, and you played Papagayo?
Papagay, actually.
Papagay?
God yeah. of Death.
Oh, Papagayo, that's a restaurant down
right.
yes, in the north side of town.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Papagay.
Papagay. All right, Fred, what is going on today with you?
I don't know.
It's all good, though. It's all good. So let's start from the beginning. We're here. That's pretty funny, isn't it? We're here with Chris and Hunter from the Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble. What is that?
It's a group of young people organized by Stevie Fox who get together to learn to sing better, learn to sing choral music. They get to participate in shows. They get to learn more about acting. They have some dance when they do the shows, but basically they sing a lot of choral music, and they also get a chance to sing solos whenever they want, and which is really nice.
It's mainly teenagers, ages from usually 13 to 19. But we have kids in college. I mean, it's a pretty diverse group.
Oh, that's great. Now, yeah. Now why was this Stevie Fox put this organization together?
Mm-hmm. Stevie Fox yes. put it together, and just to get kids from all over the community, because each school in their choir has three or four that are really good. And then this way, the kids that really enjoy singing and have really gotten pretty good at singing get to come together and sing all over town.
And she,
go ahead. Honey.
She has a studio herself. It's called the Magic Voice Studio. It's pretty fancy, yeah.
It's very magical too.
Oh yes,
it
very
is.
Magical.
Those little gnomes fighting in corners.
Nice.
AYCE was primarily to like congregate all of the students that she had already to do something together, and then more kids from outside of her studio started coming in, and it grew from there.
Now, how do these kids find out about the studio?
Wow.
Well, she has auditions pretty much at once a year for sure. She's going to have auditions in September for Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble. But her phone number is 990-7879. And anybody who's interested in either singing with her or in her studio privately or joining AYCE should call her number
just,
and talk
yeah,
to her.
Just call her up and she'll give you a half an hour voice lesson, see what you're all about and see if...
If you'll be good for the chorus.
Yeah.
And she, she also teaches students privately too, but kids can be in AYCE and not be her students.
Exactly.
It can work either way.
All right. Let's take this conversation in a different direction.
Okay.
So we understand Stevie's a voice teacher.
She's a voice teacher.
Okay. And she started this ensemble.
Yes.
And the ensemble is really diverse.
Very diverse.
Yeah. There's kids mm-hmm. from all over town that mm-hmm. are, tell us a little bit about the diversity of the kids that are singing in the ensemble. I mean, are they all, earlier you guys were telling us a story about a young lady that was in the ensemble who's now singing opera in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm, yes. Yeah. One of the girls who was in from the beginning, I think Stevie started it in 2002. It might be 2001, but I think 2002. And one of the girls who started in the beginning, Caitlin Burtonshaw, she graduated from the U of A with vocal performance and voice, and now is signed on for the Sarasota Opera for this fall. She interned there last year.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And quite a few kids that have gone through the Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble have gone ahead to major in voice in college, graduate, some musical theater, some more classical.
And these aren't kids that earlier we were talking about the Tucson Boys Chorus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Tucson Boys Chorus, and you were telling us that your son.
Mm-hmm. My son went through the Boys Chorus.
But his mm-hmm. voice changed at an early date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When he was 12, 13. I think he was 12.
So, Chris, your son is 12 years old. His voice changes, and he's no longer in the boys' chorus.
Right. And he went through a real difficult time not being able to sing because he just loves to sing.
And he didn't have anything once that happened, so he went to Stevie to get more involved in just singing and get more opportunities underneath his belt because that's the kind of stuff that Stevie offers.
And so he had some place to go. So mm-hmm. a lot of people, I mean, the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus is just absolutely mm-hmm. phenomenal organization.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I mean, we love those guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had family in it, and we go to the Christmas shows, and it's just wonderful. But there are a lot of kids out there who can't make it in the Boys Chorus mm-hmm. or don't have the finances to make it in the Boys Chorus. Or their voice changes early.
Mm-hmm. Or they're girls.
Or they're girls. Well, but there's a
there's a girls' chorus.
Yeah, that's girls' chorus. That's true. Mm-hmm. But this is a great opportunity mm-hmm. for them to mm-hmm. not just sing, but you guys do theatrical productions as well.
Exactly. Right. We've done operas. We've done musicals. We've done a lot of choral pieces.
For instance?
Well, a few of the musicals that we've done have been She Loves Me, and you mentioned, the most recent being Once on This Island.
Right.
And the interesting thing about it is at least the things I've seen, you don't do the regular kind of, you know, Grease and Oklahoma and the things that people see over and over again. You sort of dust off the oldies and goodies mm-hmm. that, you know, the themes are still valid for today. Mm-hmm. The messages are important. But it's from the perspective of, you know, the 1950s, 1960s. Probably even earlier. Once on This Island, I think, was a little bit older than that, wasn't it?
It was. It takes place earlier, but it.
No, but really, I mean, it was originally created.
Created. I think about the same as She Loves, maybe even a little newer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, I mean, there are things that you're not going to find just you know, normal fare.
Yeah, yeah. And she usually a lot of Christmases they've performed them all in the Night Visitors, an American opera, an opera in English by Menotti. At different churches.
Interesting.
And, that's been simple things, too. I think you guys sang the national anthem at one of the spring training games.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
How fun. Were you a part of that?
I was.
Tell me about that. You know, because when you listen to, when you talk to, or when you read about mm-hmm. these, you know, world-famous artists, and they you know, you want people to sing at these organizations.
Yeah.
Football games, baseball games, the Super Bowl. Every one of them is freaking out because they're either going to forget the words or their voice is going to crack. I mean, the national anthem is a very, very difficult song to sing.
Yeah, and they may end up on YouTube looking
real. That's right. So you guys did it. How did that go? Tell me how that. How did you get invited and how did it go?
Stevie has her connections.
Right.
Okay. And it was stressful. I mean, you got the whole crowd staring at you, and it was a training game, so it wasn't completely packed.
Well, but there was still, what, 2,000-4,000 people out
at
there.
At least, yeah. And it was a really exhilarating experience. It was just good to, like, write down on a resume or anything. I'm just to have that experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Your mom and dad were out there videotaping you as you were.
Well, Stevie, being my stepmother, was actually standing in front of us conducting, so she was a bit closer.
That's all right. That's right. So what is going through your mind? And Hunter, how old are you?
I'm 17.
17.
Yes.
What's going through your mind? Oh, well, you know, we got to take a break. I see Mark is giving us the wrap it up sign.
Oh, geez.
On the other side of the break, I want to know, what is going through your mind as you're singing the national anthem in front of 4,000 people, and you're not a politician, and you're not a world-famous singer, you're just some 17-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
All right.
See you on the other side of the break.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is blasting President Obama's criticism today of her state's controversial new immigration law, saying that law will stand.
No apologies, no quitting, no retreat. And I'll tell you something else. We're not going to pick up the tab either.
The president cited the Arizona law as a reason the nation needs to embrace immigration reform. The president today signed into law a bill imposing tougher new sanctions on Iran. He calls the law another step in keeping Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Federal prosecutors say one of the suspects accused in that alleged Russian spy ring has admitted to working for Russia's intelligence service. Juan Lazaro appeared today at a detention hearing in New York. And NASA decides to postpone the remaining two shuttle flights because of a delay in getting one of the mission's payloads. The final shuttle mission is now set to launch in February. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Right now, the Home Depot is giving you more time to pay with special deferred financing store-wide. Just use your Home Depot consumer credit card to buy, say, a new grill and save twice. Once because of everyday low prices, and twice because there will be more grilling in and less dining out, making your budget and taste buds happy. Thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 7th, U.S. only. See store for details.
AutoZone. It pays when you do it yourself with AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You can save even more with AutoZone Rewards. Sign up for a free membership and get special deals and offers, including rewards dollars you can use for purchases at AutoZone. See store for details. We know you take care of your car. Now let us take care of you. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community and practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lon Quintana Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest. Located at 22nd and Craycroft, open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small, monthly shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest.
In liberating strife, who more than self their country love.
Yeah. You know, I really wished that there was some kind of a movement to have Ray Charles' version of America made into the national anthem.
Yeah, oh my gosh. He's the man. It was just amazing.
Is just a beautiful...
You agree with that too, Chris?
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, the man is just... He was amazing. So we've got Katie Breck Calhoun on the line with us. We're going to be talking to her in a few minutes, but we want to finish the national anthem story.
Yeah, so you're standing there in front of all these people, 17-year-old kid, and you're belting out our national anthem. What did you feel?
I hope I get the words right.
Pride, but you felt pride?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. It's pride to be singing for
proud.
All these... Proud? Yes, exactly. Just proud for my country that I get to... sing such a beautiful song that represents such a beautiful place, I guess.
Yeah. That's good to hear from a 17-year-old kid. You know, a lot of us jaded 46-year-olds think that you guys take for granted what we have here. So it's nice to hear you say that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure a lot of the 86-year-olds think that the 46-year-olds take for granted. So
it's a common motif among people. Yeah.
That's good to hear, honey. Good to hear.
You know, this is the weekend where we celebrate the birth of our nation, July 4th. It's also a time for Katie Breck to come on and tell us about what's going to happen at the TCC on July 4th. Good afternoon, Katie. How are you doing?
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Good.
How's the workout?
How was my workout? I tell you, playing with the body combat team at La Mariposa, I'm wicked exhausted right now.
Good for you. Good for you. So earlier in the show, we talked about the gauntlet that you want to throw down.
You know, there's so many people out there that say that there's nothing going on downtown, let alone there's nothing going on in the city of Tucson in the month of July because it's so darn hot. Well, I challenge you. We have Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus in the building.
That's awesome. We're coming down. I think we're coming tomorrow. We're taking the kids tomorrow.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
You'll love it. You'll love it. They opened last night, but they do have a show tonight at 7 p.m. They have two shows on Friday, one at 11, one at 7 p.m. And on Saturday, there are three performances, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., and on the 4th of July, they will have a performance at noon.
Great.
So you can celebrate with the Tigers and with the Elephants.
Great.
Yeah, there's Baby Barack is actually in the exhibit halls. If you visit the convention center an hour and a half before the performance time, you get to take a look at Baby Barack, who's about a year and a half old.
All right, tell our listeners who Baby Barack is.
He is an elephant.
Isn't that funny?
Irony.
Wouldn't he be a donkey?
Irony, I know.
That is ironic.
Well, he was named Barack because he was born on Inauguration Day.
Oh.
And his mother, Bonnie, is in the performance. And, of course, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, they're fantastic to their animals, so they don't separate the baby and the mommy.
That's great.
Then if you wanted to stay a little bit later on in the evening on Sunday between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., we've got food and beverage available at the Tucson Convention Center, kind of parking lot B area, which is off of Granada. And then we've got the Mustang Car Club. They're going to bring out a few vehicles. If it doesn't rain, I have an idea they might be bringing a 2011 Mustang. I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Really?
They're gorgeous.
Yes, they are.
Wow,
they are
that's great.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that my friend Gilbert is able to bring one down for us. And then, of course, the fireworks will be shot from A Mountain at 9:15.
And we're talking now about the annual controlled burn of A Mountain. Or Sentinel Peak.
Fred.
controlled burn.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
We're coordinating with water department, with the fire department. We should put a friendly wager on whether or not A Mountain will burn.
I thought we already did that.
Oh, we did, didn't we? Susie?
Yeah.
What's the wager? How much?
Well, see, I because I know how skilled our fire department is, and I know how attentive they are to details. I know it's not going to be the mountain's not going to be burning. So I already took the it won't burn side of the argument.
Who took the it will burn side?
Well, Katie ended up with the will burn because she was foolish enough to let me choose first.
Yeah,
you know, you know, it is. You know, growing up here.
Fire marshal calling me, yelling at me.
You know, growing up...
I think we know your fire marshal.
Yeah, we'll take care of it for you. Yeah. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
You know, growing up here, you get to experience, you know, the fun things. And for a long time, it was the controlled burn of a mountain every year. But, you know, the fireworks, they're done very safely. It's a great, fun family activity. It actually goes on for the whole day. You were talking about the car show. I'm not going to presume stuff, but they used to have some music going on and activities for the kids. And just is that still the case?
It's not as extensive as it has been in the past, because of the current financial issues with the city. And there's so many corporate partners that actually came in to help us pay for the fireworks and to pay for the services associated with the fireworks and making sure that we do have some activities at the convention center.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because, you know, we the country, the world is having some financial problems. And we're not...
We're all overdrafted in our checkbook, right?
we're not immune to that. And you know, last year, a lot of people stepped forward to make sure that we had a fun celebration for the birth of our country. And let's talk about some of the sponsors that kicked in this year.
You know, it was fantastic. Last year, we had Pascua Yaqui, Tohono O'odham, TEP, we had Cox, there's several anonymous donors. So they, with the donation, we were actually able to pay for last year's fireworks and for this year's fireworks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we have to thank our community for stepping up and making this happen. So if it wasn't for them, you know, we, the city, you know, would not be able to afford to put this together.
Well, it's just another example, Katie, of the business people and the public service people getting together to do the right thing. And it happens all the time, regardless of what you hear, what you read. Public sector and private sector can live harmoniously, and this is a perfect example because, you know, as you know, I've got two little kids, and it wouldn't be the 4th of July without fireworks. So we really, really appreciate what you guys are doing, as well as the sponsors.
Yeah, the Nations, Cox, you know, Cox and TEP always stepping forward.
They always step up, absolutely.
We appreciate those guys. Katie, hopefully we'll be out there to see you.
I hope so. I'll be there with my kids, and Jeff's birthday is on Saturday, so we kind of celebrated on the 4th of July with fireworks.
That's great.
For my Jeff.
Right.
And, of course, the kids are really excited to be out there and to watch the fireworks. It's about a 20-minute show.
Wow. Can I ask you, or maybe can you tell us, how much are we spending on the show this year?
A little over $30,000.
Wow.
It's wicked expensive.
Yeah, fireworks are expensive. But that doesn't include fire and everybody else going out there making sure that the controlled burn is as small as it can be. But I got.
Well, I'm looking forward to my sushi lunch.
Well, and I'm looking forward to my spanking by the fire marshal.
Oh, gee. Well, good luck on that, Katie.
Well, this is Katie Brett Calhoun. She is one of the fine folks who are great stewards of the Tucson Convention Center. Thanks, Katie, for getting, you know, letting us in on all this information. And we're going to head into our next break. But while we head into our next break, we're going to listen to a little bit more of Ray Charles singing America.
See you guys.
See you, Katie. Thank you.
Enormous and every game divine. And you know, when I was a little boy, I remember we always sang these words. Oh, beautiful. Our spacious skies are amber waves of rain. Our purple mountains. Above the fruited plain, Well, don't you remember? City Brotherhood. From sea to shining sea.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Want to see the fastest draw in all the West? Want to see it again? Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to take care of those termites that you've got in your house, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. They do a great job, they're economical, and they're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
Hi, I'm Shelby Hawkins. Call us at Five Star Termite and Pest Control at 886-0045.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Hi. I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an authorized agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. A representative may call you.
Did I just clear my throat on the air?
Oh.
All right, here we are at the very unprofessional Fred and Jeff show. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Sorry.
Go.
I didn't
know.
Sheesh. During the commercial.
Oh. All right, so anyhow, we're back.
This is the Fred and Jeff show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother and compadre, Jeffrey Ronstadt.
Thank you very much.
I'm still going to go to the thesaurus.
You know, because it's so dry, we haven't hit the monsoons yet. My throat is just dry. You know, I don't know if you guys dealing with the dryness. I mean, we love it, but
and the allergies that come with the wind.
Yeah, darn it.
That's what water's for. Okay. I even refilled your bottle.
Thank you, Fred.
See, I'm a good, kind brother. Yes, I am. Well, you know, we
no comment.
Yeah, one of our sponsors is Mayfield Florists, the Coleman Bros, and we have a trivia question every week. And we did not post one on the website this week because. We wanted to be a little bit on the fly.
Well, not only that, we really wanted to start saying thank you to people who are listening to the show. Listen to the show, get the trivia question and answer during listening to the show.
Yeah, because you have to listen to the show to know the answer this
exactly,
time.
Exactly, exactly. So we're going to try to be less dependent on the website and more dependent on the show. So the trivia question today is...
What is the name of the new baby elephant with the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Right. And if you know the answer, the Jolt call-in number is 529-3508, 529-3508.
Or 3508.
529-35. Shut up. Come on. Okay, so let's get back to talking right, to Chris and Hunter.
Yeah, we're here
Are
with
you
Chris,
kidding?
Chris Rupley and Hunter Nat from the Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble. You know, give them another plug. So, you know, this organization has been going on for a while. It's started by Stevie Fox, who is really a great. She is really a skilled musician herself,
masters in music,
and an instructor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what kind of environment are these kids exposed to when they come into the program?
Well, the one thing that Stevie really offers is a positive environment. They do learn about music, but not in a classroom structured way. They learn it by doing, which is really cool.
Because, that's how you learn.
Yeah. And Stevie keeps it real positive. There's not yelling. You know, it's just a real happy group.
And it's very constructive, and all the kids in it are usually friends with each other. I mean, there's no harsh relationships at all. I mean, it's just all very pleasant.
And you're competing. I mean, you're competing for parts, and you're...
Yeah, but nonetheless, we're competing for parts, but we're all good sports about it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You
know, Hunter can because he gets good parts.
Well, you know, yeah, especially when you're with a group of people who, you know, let's just face facts, because Jeff and I did theater.
We did.
When we were high school age. And,
yes, Fred,
and
we did.
A little bit later in life. That's why we're so good on radio.
Who said we're good on radio? You got an ego.
Yeah, right.
Sheesh.
So, we understand the environment, and it is very competitive, and people can be petty. And and the one thing that I really noticed attending some rehearsals and some of the cast parties and such is there is a great deal of camaraderie and support and people helping each other. And that's really something to praise you guys about.
Well, yeah, they're good lessons to learn for your future. You know, you learn to play well with others, you are absolutely going to do well in life.
Exactly, yeah.
It's true. You know, they say that about football teams. If you're on a sports team, you learn to play with others. But it's the same thing in theater and in music, if you're not a sports kid.
It's revealing to the quality of our performances as well, because if we're all basically a family with us as people, I mean, we're going to have good chemistry on stage.
Well, that's great. Yeah. All right, now we got to break in. We've already gotten a winner for our trivia question. And it's Marshall, and Marshall would like to...
Well, let's say who Marshall is.
Is Marshall on the line?
Yes, he is.
All right, Marshall, are you there?
I'm here, Jeff.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you, pal?
Good, good, good. So congratulations on the answer of Baby Barack.
That's correct.
And I understand you want to do something with your prize.
Well, I'd like you to find someone there sitting there with you, preferably a young lady that would like a... red, white, and blue rose bouquet, and donated to him.
Well,
you just made Chris's night.
Yeah, how nice! That is great.
Thanks,
and
Marshall.
Happy 4th of July! And remember, everybody, imagine Tucson and fly your flags this weekend.
Thanks, Marshall.
You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks for everything you do for us.
Happy 4th of July!
That's great. You know, our sponsors are really, really, we're happy with our sponsors. I mean, Jeff and I use them both. You know, I just used Don sent some flowers last week. You got some flowers.
Marshall actually is the one guy that I know today that keeps me from getting divorced. And that's because we use his company, Temco Air Environmental, because if the HVAC were to ever go out in our house, Tiana would leave me. And Marshall makes sure that my wife stays put.
That's good.
Thank you, Marshall.
That's very important.
Thank you. Huge.
That's
huge.
That's monster huge.
Yeah. So back to the ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, as a mom mm-hmm. of a graduate of the ensemble, what do you think?
Well, what made you value it? What did you think it was important, and why?
I thought it was important in a lot of ways. I mean, it helped David with singing. It helped him. It was really one of the first times that he was willing to sing in public by himself, which he'll do now on the drop of a hat.
That's a big confidence booster.
Very big confidence booster. Learning more about music. I mean, he's a music geek, but he learned more about music. They get exposed to some acting, and he liked that. It made him, you know, well, that's what he wanted. You know, he wanted to make sure that he did more of the acting, and a little bit of dance they do too, which Yes.
So now, is there a cap to the number of kids that can be in this program?
I think, I don't think that Stevie's reached the point that she would cut it off, but, and also she might start more groups if she got more kids, you know, maybe split them up by ages. She's talked about that before. But right, she usually runs between 20 and 30 people that, you know, kids, girls and boys.
And you thought maybe she could go all the way to 60 kids.
Oh, she could, sure, yeah, sure. Yeah. So. She would, you know, they would be split up in different groups. So each group, everybody that's in the group would get, in the ensemble would get experience doing stuff by themselves and with their own group at that's their level. Great.
Yeah, one of the really exciting things that I saw was, you know, in the last play, the lead character, a young lady, she was in eighth grade. And just a phenomenal talent, but there were some much older kids, mm-hmm. And a lot of younger kids. And you know, sometimes the younger kids sort of like get distracted, and they're like, you know, looking in the corner or, you know, pulling things out of their nose or, you know.
Well, yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh no!
But you know, you never know what's going to happen.
True.
It's theater. So
yeah. It's
but
live.
But the cool thing is, even though you have people who are really talented. Mm-hmm. And you have people there who just love being involved in that kind of production. Mm-hmm. Everyone has an opportunity to shine.
Yeah.
And you know, it's one of those, you know, the little leagues that you know, you play everybody and make sure that everybody has a good time. The same thing. It's a sports thing, but it's the same thing with mm-hmm. with the Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble. It's just a wonderful program.
And we want to thank you guys for coming by today.
Oh, of course.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We're gonna end the show today with a little bit more of Sir Ray. And everybody out there, have a happy, safe 4th of July. Enjoy the fireworks.
God bless America.
Absolutely.
And you know, when I was a little boy, I remember we always sang these words.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout Southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC is a preeminent law firm whose attorneys serve Southern Arizona's community and practice areas of estate planning, probate and trust administration, elder law, guardianship and conservationships, business formation and real estate transactions. Our goal is to provide the highest quality legal services to you and your business in a timely fashion. We welcome the opportunity to talk to you to discuss how we may be of service. There are two Duffield, Adamson, Helen Bolton, Fletcher, PC locations. The main office located in Northwest Tucson at Lawn Cantata Mall on Sunrise Drive. The Green Valley located in Green Valley Village. The Tucson office number is 792-1181. Web address is duffieldlaw.com.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quote it.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest. Located at 22nd and Craycroft, open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small, monthly shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's mightiest.
KJLL.
Hello, you're on the air.
South Tucson.